Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hi, my friends. How are you? I'm coming to you this week with a very special, dear to my heart story, and I will dedicate it to my mom. Her birthday is April 5th, and this is my flamingo story, which is very connected to her. If you have seen me on Instagram or Facebook, you may notice that I happen to do pink flamingos a lot. And you're like, oh, strange, but whatever. But I thought I would come on here and tell you the story. It all started with my mom and her best friend, Bobby Rivard. And when I was younger, so quite a long time ago, they just thought that the pink flamingos, the old school pink flamingos, the plastic ones with the metal rods you stick into the ground, they just thought they were so hilarious and so funny and so cheesy. And so they started buying one and trading it back and forth. So like my mom would have it. And when Bobby wasn't around, she would go put it somewhere on her lawn and then Bobby would have it. So when my mom wasn't around, she'd put it somewhere where my mom would see it. And sometimes like for Halloween, they might dress it up or they tried to do funny things with it. And that went on for years and years. Unfortunately, my mom's best friend, Bobby, passed away from cancer. And so that kind of stopped. And as I reflected back on it, I was like, you know, that was really more than just thinking it's funny or thinking it's cheesy. They were really showing each other that they were thinking of each other. They were showing each other what friendship really means, that friendship is deeper than what you can do for somebody. It's that thinking of them, of letting them know that you think of them, of being there for them. And so I was like, you know what? I think I want to start flocking people. And I first started flocking my friend Amanda, and then I started flocking my friend Kaya. Amanda and I did it for quite a few years together. Kaya, like anything, she's one of my best friends. Like anything, she got very invested in it. And we really started flocking each other. And then the last few years, pink flamingos have actually become very popular. You can really find them. And so it's been easier and easier. So we would go to someone's house and leave a whole bunch of pink flamingos in different spots. Or if somebody invited me over to dinner, I would leave a pink flamingo somewhere. Or, you know, we just started flocking our friends. And for me, it really represented and going back to that friendship, right? Like just letting that person know that I see you, I know you, and here's a little love from me to you. It's also really a part of what like nurturing myself is all about, right? Like my keyword, I think, is nurturing. And being part of a gal gang is so nurturing and good for your soul. Friendship is so nurturing and good for your soul. It is really good for your soul, I think, to let other people know that you're thinking of them. And it doesn't have to be all the time. You know, like when we get older, we get busier. Kids are in a lot of sports right now. Like life gets crazy. Life gets busy. But even if it's just like sending them a picture of a flamingo and they just know, oh, for a second today, my friend thought of me. And that makes them feel so special and so good. And you know what? It makes you feel good too. So it's really a nurturing on both sides of it. And I think that's how you really bring relationships and values is into your life, is letting those friendships in and not over consuming you, but just being there when you might need them and just letting them know that you think about them. I mean, right now, it's so beautiful. I have people from all walks of life, really, that will send me a picture of flamingo. Oh, I thought of you. You're the flamingo person, right? I thought of you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you for sending me that picture. Thank you for sending me that candle. Thank you for sending me that body lotion that had a flamingo on it. Like, Me starting this process, actually, my mom and Bobby starting this process and me carrying it on has led to so much joy in my life. And I like to think that I'm putting a little joy, a little flamingo joy in other people's life, but it also is bringing so much joy right back to me. And that's life, right? Like if you give, you will receive. And you shouldn't give to receive, but that's what naturally happens. When you put good vibes out there, good vibes come back to you. And I mean, so that part is all amazing. It's warm and fuzzy and all the good things. And then there's also been this pretty popular thing out there now that's talking about getting your pink back and talking about flamingos. Because I guess it goes that actual flamingos, not the ones painted on candles or the ones that you stick in your lawn, but actual flamingos, when they're taking care of their young, they're not necessarily eating and taking care of themselves so much. And so they aren't getting the nutrients they need and they start losing that pink color that they get from, I think, shrimp. And so when their young get older and they can start taking care of themselves and eating better, that pink comes back. And whoa, that's a whole something to step into, right? Like how to nurture yourself. And again, it goes back to, yeah, you're really busy, your kids are little, there's so much going on, but you have to take care of yourself. You have to keep that pink going. You have to stay true to your pink. You can't just let yourself go because when you start letting yourself go, everything else in your life will eventually let go too. So keep eating that shrimp unless you're allergic. So that reminds me back to like being in the middle of being a stepmother and feeling really out of control and feeling really insane, to be honest with you, and losing all control of my life and learning that I can only control myself and learning that the huge part of controlling myself is that nurturing. I have to nurture myself. I have to keep myself pink. And how did I get those pink back? How did I start doing that? Not just by eating shrimps, let me tell you. It's my four G's. So if you haven't heard about my four G's, let me explain it real quickly. It's grace, grit, glee, and galgings. And so when I learned to regulate my nervous system, to help my stress out, to nurture myself, these are the things that I based them on. And the first one was grace. And that was truly learning and accepting that I can only control me. So I have to ask for help. An example of this would be learning how to create a team vibe in my family. When we got together, like it was instant kids, right? Because I got together with Trevor and instantly I had two little girls in my life. We were a family. And for the first part of it, I felt like I had to do everything. And I'm sure this is how many mothers that have newborns or kids, they feel like, oh, you have to do everything. You have to be in control of everything. Luckily, I mean, these girls were older. They weren't newborns. They were, oh my gosh, like 4 and 7. And so I burned out very quickly on trying to do everything. And when I started to nurture myself, I was like, I really think we need a team vibe. It was Team Fortin, where we all pitch in. So ever since the girls were tiny and have been with me, we would do things like we are going to cook and do the dishes together. We are going to do laundry together. We are going to clean together. Now I knew they weren't going to do the dishes that great. I knew that I was going to do most of the folding and they might only do a couple things. I knew that the cleaning that they were going to do wasn't going to be great, but it helped me because I was learning how to ask for help. And it helped them because now they have those skills. And it really created this team vibe, like go team for it. Even their dad has been great about pitching in with all that stuff too. He stands right there and does laundry with us. He'll stand there and do dishes with us. So they are learning that it's not just a girl job, it's a job. And that we're a team. It doesn't have to be that mother figure in the family doing everything. I just have to do everything. It's like, no, we can be a team vibe and work together at it. The second G grip for this was to make myself a priority. And this is so hard, especially when they're younger. It's definitely getting easier as the girls get older. but fitting me into the schedule and losing the guilt. Again, this asks for help. Like, I have to be able to ask for help. Like, Trevor, for a while I had to be like, Trevor, I need an hour when I get home from school to go in my room and work out. So, like, we have to get the girls, excuse me, like, I don't even care if they sit and watch TV. They didn't necessarily do that, but I didn't even care. Like, I needed that hour. So, for that hour, whether you play with them or you take them outside or they sit and watch TV or they go read a book, whatever it is, I need that hour. Please help me take that hour because I need it to work out, to be sane, and to nurture myself. So I really had to make myself a priority. And that's hard. It's really hard, but I needed help to do it and I did it. The third G is glee. And that is like what I do to bring joy into my life. And because I gave myself grace and because I did gr the grit to make myself a priority, the glee came easier and easier. So for me, it's like, what do I do in my life to bring myself the joy? And that is being with my family and being by myself. So once I started taking care of myself, regulating my nervous system, not being so stressed out, not feeling so like crazy, I really felt crazy for a while. The glee came easier. And then I was able to, like, okay, I took that hour, for example. I took that hour. I worked out. I'm good. I can come in here. We can fold the laundry as a team and talk about our day. We can then go cook dinner together and tell a couple stories and laugh and joke. And I was there and I was present and I was part of it. And that felt so good. And the last one is gal gangs. Because again, going back to the flamingos, you need to have some people. And for me, it's women in particular. I need some women in my life to be like, hey, I am struggling with this. Do you have any suggestions? Hey, you know what? I thought of you today and you kick ass. Thank you. Like, you need those to be inspired and to inspire other people. We need cheerleaders in our life. And for me, that's what gal gangs are. They are cheerleaders. They are people to hang on to their your hands with you as you take this journey in life. Like, they are the ones who can lift you up and help motivate you, and then you do that vice versa to them. So, with all of that said, that's why I really wanted to come on here today and talk about the flamingos. It was my mom's birthday, like I said. Her and Bobby started this, and what a great lesson it has been. Learning about friendship and how special friendship is and how integral it part of your life it is, and also how nurturing is such a big part of your life and keeping your pink. So I guess I will leave you today saying, I am thinking of you. And if you are out there, you are so amazing. You deserve your own gal gang. You deserve your own flamingo. I love you. And let's get together again soon. And if you see a flamingo, like, buy it and send it. Go flock someone, right? Go flock someone, and they will know that you are thinking about them. So I am thinking about you, and I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Hi, friends. If you're anything like me, I can only make so many decisions. I mean, decision burnout, it's a real thing. And when it comes to planning meals, I get completely burnt out and we end up eating the same menu over and over. HelloFresh has helped my family get a variety of meals into our lives without me having to make a bunch of decisions. And some nights, I don't even have to cook because they come with such great instructions that my teens can cook them. Looking for a way to make less decisions? Just decide to email me and I'll hook you up with a free, yes, a free meal from HelloFresh. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.